Only for Nechtam. This brother number one. In front of Nechtam, I've already for Nechtam. Brother number two. Before I Nechtam Kuei, before I Nechtam Chetzei. Brother number three. Before I Nechtam Chetzei, before I Nechtam Kuei, brother number four. But no swearing, so, and Tesis accepts the Gersi, no swearing. That's not the Gersi in our text. So, the Gersi is follows. Of course, the first brothers are the same, but instead, that the third brother being before I Nechtav Kuei, before I Nechtav Chetzei, so, the, and the fourth brother being before I Nechtav Chetzei, before I Nechtav Kuei, so it is reversed. So the third brother is before I Nechtav Chetzei, and before I Nechtav Kuei, and the fourth brother is before I Nechtav Kuei, before I Nechtav Chetzei. It doesn't make any difference, but that figure so is. Now, so Tesis says that from the Russian of the Gemara, it's Mashma, that this, that what is mentioned in our text as the fourth brother is really the third brother. And what is mentioned in our text as the fourth brother, so is really the third brother. I mean, there is no nafkamin. So here the Gemara is discussing it. The third brother, before my Nechta Chetzei, before my Nechta Kulam, before my Nechta Kulam is possible. So the question is, why is possible? Because one half of the writing of one half of the text of the Ged, he did not witness. So the question, so in other words, that the one half that he did not witness the writing of, so is something important. Because in the Ged, there is the Teref and there is the Tefes. So, in other words, at the beginning of the Ged, the Reishe of the text is expressive of the important things. And then the Shtar, that's when it starts. And then he elaborates, he puts in other things that are not indispensable for the Shtar. So, Mele, the Reishe, the first half, is the Teref. The second half is the Teref. So the Gemara is asking, when the Mishnah says, before my Nechtam Chetzei, before my Nechtam Kuei is possible, one half he did witness. Which half did he witness? If you say the first half, that's the Teref, that's the important thing, and the as far as the Teifes is concerned, the second half, that's only Lechatzchila, it's not Me'akif in Shtoreth. So why should it be possible left off? The Teifes is not Me'akif David altogether. She could be Midrashes even without the extra expressions that are put in the Ghetto in any Shtar. Let's say in Shtar Alvoye. So what is the Teref? The Shema Leve, Shema Malve, and Alvoye. That's all. And the other expressions. Or a date, yeah. No, not by other stories. Date is only important in get, in other stories don't require to have a get. So, don't require to have a date. But in get, it's a requirement. So that part of the Teref. Teref is the first half. And that Teref represents the important things of the Shtar that are indispensable for the validity of the Shtar. So Meir Gmor asked, when it says, before my Nechtav Chetzei, before my Nechtam Kulei, is possible. What does it mean for my Nechtav Chetzei? The Teref, the first step was written in his presence, so then everything was written, everything important was written in his presence. So why should it be possible? He has ilo mechatzirishe, v'amar ablezer afu ikosa be'rishita achas lishmo, in other words, in that first line, shebo sheino ish, v'sheino ish, v'yazman, by get man is also part of the Teref, not by other stories. So in no way, it's kosher, so why is it possible? Elo marabah shechetziach, v'rishita achas shita v'sheino, shebo sheino ish, v'yish, v'yazman. Now, the Gemara is asking it now. The Gemara is discussing before my Nechtav Chetzei, now before my Nechtav Kulei, before my Nechtam Chetzei, is possible. In other words, if the Shliach testifies that the whole text was written in Israel. But as far as the Chassidim is concerned, only one Eid Simon is present. Let's say the two signatories are Reuven and Shimon. So only Reuven signed his name in his presence, in the Shliach's presence. But Shimon didn't. So it's possible. So, Omar Afchiz de Vafurishnayim Yidim Al-Sinas Yacheni Post. So Afchiz de tells us a very big Kiddush, a very big Kiddush, that when the Mishnah says, Bifonai Nechtav Kule, or Bifonai Nechtam Chetzi, that the Shliach testifies, the whole text was written in his presence. And one signature, Reuven signature, was signed in his presence. Shimon's not his special. So even if in addition to that Shliach, there are two other Eidim who are Mikayim, the Chsime of Shimon. So that is good in Kolater Kure. But here it will not be good. How is it conceivable that here it's not good? Of course, if two Eidim instead of a Shliach would be Mikayim, both chsimes, then of course it's kosher, because get is not Golaf and all other stories. But here, what the Shliach is Mikayim one chsim, and the other is Mikayim, and two Eidim are Mikayim, the others, so it's not good, because it is only valid if the Kiyum is realized according to one halacha. There are two halachas that the according to which kin can be realized. One is a general halacha, two Eidim, and then there is a special halacha by get if the Shliach is Mikayim. So you cannot split. In other words, one chsime should be Miskayim, should be verified on the basis of his special mnemonis of Shliach, and the other chsime should be verified on the basis of the general din of kin. That you cannot say, according to Rafiz. So the Gemara says, Omar Afchiz de Afilu Shnayim Eidim, Afilu Shnayim Eidim Asim Yacheni Poso, My Time He, Oy Kulu Biki Maget, Oy Kulu Renchak, So Rashi says, Omar Afchiz, Lav the Fresh Masnis Nos, Uloi Kulu Masnis Loche, Afchiz de didn't mean that the Mishnah is referenced to that case. The Mishnah doesn't discuss that case. The Mishnah only says that Echad Uma Lufan Enechta, I'm sorry, that if the Shliach says before a Necht of Chetzi, I'm sorry, the Shliach says before a Necht of Kulei, or before a Necht of Chetzi, it's possible. So Rafkiz is, the Mishnah doesn't discuss this. Since it is possible, so even if the other Sine is Niskayim for two Eidim, it's still possible. It's another Allah, because you cannot validate Chsimas Eidim on the basis of two halachas. Either you validate it on the basis of the general halacha of Kiyum Eidim, or you validate it on the basis of the special halacha. But to validate one chsime on the basis of the special halacha, and the other chsime on the basis of the general halacha, that you cannot do. Not that the Mishnah says so. It's another thing. Rashi. Maskif Leronte. Mi kemide di ilu oma chat koshea hashte di ike trei is possible. So, how is it possible? If, let's say, the same Shliach, with 1 second, please let me. How is it possible that if in the case where the same person, the same Shliach, the same Idechot, who is a Shliach, who has the monies, would verify both Eidim, it would be good. But, and when one Chsime is validated, not by law, which, where the monies is special monies, and because the Chachom gave the monies, because in Shmigune Akele Rabbala, it's not a simple thing, the monies. So, if one Chsime is validated in a special way, the Chachom felt Bishmigune to give him the monies, and the other Chsime is validated in the regular way, so it's possible. Stop. می که می دیوان خط باشه رشدی که توی پاس الا مغب افیلو توی اخری رید نفسون از یکی می پاس سان غاب سرز نبه نفس خیلی کنده پشت می دیشت دیمیش نه جاست منشن دیدیم با داخلی که ندا کنیست دیمیش نه دازن دیسکاس سر کاری تر افخیزده تر הלוכה, אוי כולו בגט, אוי כולו, אוי כולו בקימה בית כולו רחום עם קלייס, that even if half of, if one of sinne is verified for a God is saving, it's still possible. And Rav is heard on that. But, according to Rav, there is also a big chedesh. There is also a big chedesh. That if the second sinne is there are also two Eidim in the Tesla, but not two other Eidim. But two Eidim, one the Shayach, and the one that, another one. But in final analysis, you have in the Hagodah of the Shayach, and the Chesinah, and the Chesinah of Ruvel, and in the Hagodah of two Eidim, besides the Mnemonis of Shayach, two Eidim, because after all the Shliach is with Korach and any other Eidah, and together with another Eid, so it's two Eidim. So then it's also possible. So how does Rav improve upon the Chiddush of Rav Chisde? He rejected the Chiddush of Rav Chisde. That's not Mustaba. Why Mustaba? Because we couldn't say because of it, because of the story. That when two Eidim, two separate Eidim, Amitai and the other Sinai, that it shouldn't be good. So how does he improve? No, if two separate Eidim verify the other Sinai, then it is good. But if two Eidim verify the other Sinai, and one of the two Eidim happens to be the Shliach, then it's not good. Why is that? Why is that more mistaka than the big Chiddush by Rav Chisde? So, and Rav says, no, there is. Why? Atum hu ve'achel mi'idin achsun es yachayini, because my time also achlusu b'kim shtor es la'om ekonofik nakir vive 3/4 of the moment. It means minus a fourth. In other words, 4/4 minus a fourth. So that's so that's 3/4. Apumu dechatzade, because in the general halacha of kiyum. So how is kiyum realized in several ways? Kiyum can be realized in several ways. Kiyum shteres. One is if the bezin themselves recognize the signature of the purporting signature. That's one way. Second way of doing Kaimishtar is by two Eidim coming to Besden and the Nukid of Sine, they are familiar with the signature of the purporting signatories. Let's say the signatories are Ruvin and Shimon, Ruvin the Yesed and Shimon the Levi, and they know the signature, they are very familiar with the signature of Ruvin and Shimon and Yesed the Levi. And the Nukid of Sine says that's, of course, that's Ruvin ben Shimon's signature, and that is Yosef ben Levi's signature. And the third way of hearing comes to us, and there's the most common way, when the purporting signatories come to Besen and they testify, they say Ruvin and Shimon are the purporting signatories, so Ruvin says that's my signature, and Shimon says that's my signature. So one of the ways of being Mikhaim Shtar is by the two signatories testifying. So suppose there is a Gemara in Ksuvos, the Gemara in Ksuvos, so if the two signatories are Ruvin and Shimon, but Shimon died, then Ruvin is living. So then Ruvein comes and he says, this signature, that's my signature, my Reuven signature. Reuven knows he's Reuven, my signature. And then, and that is Shimon's signature, but he is only in Idachot. Then another Idachot, Nashuk, joins him in verifying Shimon's signature. So it's not good. Why? Because the Torah says, Al Pishmai Lady Yochum Dovah. So in other words, each aid has to accomplish 50%. 50%. So if Reuven and Shimon come to Bezni and Reuven verifies his signature, Shimon verifies his signature, so the testimony by Reuven accomplishes 50%. And the testimony by Shimon accomplishes 50%. But if Shimon is died, and Reuven testifies on his signature and on Shimon's signature, and then another person, Levi, Nashuk, joins Reuven in verifying Shimon's signature. So then Reuven accomplishes 75%, and Levi accomplishes 25%. Because Levi, by his testimony, would only accomplish half of the 50%. So that means that that Reuven, through his testimony, achieves 75%, and Levi achieves 25%. One fourth. That's not good.
Or three fourths. 75% or three fourths.
Okay. Same. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now then. So Rava says, in the case, that's how Rava improves upon the big chiddush of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's chiddush is a bigger chiddush than Rava's chiddush. Why? Because Rav Chisda's chiddush is that because of the lomdus, or kulei b'kiyum haget, or kulei b'kiyum chachamim, so then even if two other aidim verify the signature of Shimon, it's still possible, because it has to be validated on the basis of one halacha, not on the basis of the halacha. That complicates the union of kiyum shtaris. It has shtaris to be niskayim on the score of one principle, not on the score of two different principles. Rava says that's not mistaken. But in the case where the other signature is verified and validated on the basis of the Hagodah of the Shliach and the Nadar Eid, then is made that it's not good, because then there is the Xayre, because in this case, it's also, they have the same net result, because Reuven testifies, the Shliach testifies, and Reuven signature. So that already accomplishes 50%. Then Shimon's signature, so another person in Ashuk joins him. So they are both equal in that. So you have 50% plus 25%. Accomplished by the Shliach, and the other one who joins him accomplishes 25%. So in other stars it's not good. So why does he have to resort? Why does Rava have to resort to the Lomdes? Because Osalach Rufi B'kim Shalami, the answer is, on the basis of the merits of the Nemones, here by Get, it wouldn't matter. Because by Get, we don't have to resort to all the requirements of Eidus. Because a shliach and idachon is also nemon, because mishmikun yekol rabbanon. So mele the psul of pishmai meim yochum dovo, that each aid has to accomplish, there has to be parity between the accomplishment of one aid and the other. That's the aloche in eidus and kolatir kule. But here we have a special kule. So mele, we don't have to worry about 50% of the Shnei of Ndovo, that there has to be parity between the accomplishment of one aid and the accomplishment of another aid. And when the Shliach himself is in time, everything is there, is it in conformity to the halacha of the Shnei Ndovo? So why should it matter here? But the reason as to why it does matter, because if we allow it here, so then people will say, Ishastaras do when there is no parity it's good, and Ishastaras if there is no parity it's not good, because there is halacha of Shnayim Yom Davar, there has to be parity between the achievement of one aid and the achievement of the other. Now let's see the last. Am afki ze lafli fush mas nis no so wit mas nis no ache el es vare di te meisi vi am a de bus lafli shvai min a shit ni idin shei ma kirin ya deit chum sa shei ni two strangers shalo hei da shliya chal of his person. Why? Because of this vare it has to be validated on the basis of one aloha, not on the basis of two alohas. כי מגיעת הנהיגים המידים על חיסם או הידים כתנס חכום מידס השליח שימנו לחכום תשניים מי כמידי דילון אחת כושר סבט צרוב הסתר שגנס רב חיסדה אם עולים לשליח המין עציר עם כושר ואפילו ליום הביפוני נחתם ביורכי המרינם בפרקם את אפילו מידי אני נמנם בשבל את המייסנאו here this is very important. This Rashi is Rashi Shitosef. In the beginning of the first parak, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in the beginning of the first parak. Now let's turn to the Gemara in the first parak. What is it? The first parak. One second. Daf Gimel Amudal. The 13th line from the end of the Amid, Avdimu Amidav, there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rove, why the Chachom non misakim for Nechtu for Nechtu. Rabbi says because of Lishmo, and Rove says because of Elim Shemikai. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Maitan lo amak Rove. What's wrong with Rove's time? Omaloch, im kein Nechtu for Nechtu, Gisoloi, if the time is because of Kiron, why the Chachom required the Shliach to mention the Ksivet? So the question is, how can Rove explain it on the basis of Tion? So that explains why he has to say before the Nechta. Why is he required to say before the Nechta? Begin with listener. Hello, if he wouldn't be required to say also before the Nechta, so people might make a mistake and say that generally speaking, Kim Shtoros can be done by them. So that's why the Chachamim required this Shliach to testify and the Ksivah's well in order it should serve as a heker that people shouldn't equate other Shtoros with get. The Rabbi, so the question is, so maybe that's a very good story. So why does Rabbi reject Rove's etam? Midam, Hosom Yadinon, Hocha Bifonai. Hosem is from them, or his members, and Baldova Lemon, Hoche Baldova Lemon. So Rabbi says, no, they would be a heker anyway. Because people couldn't make such a mistake. It's not likely that people would make a mistake. In other words, because people know that get, Kiyom of a get is unique. V'horaye, because here, every person can be a shliach on his neman. And everybody knows a Misha or a Baldova or a Korev cannot testify. That everybody knows. He usually may in regard to any dechot. So people might make a mistake. But no one will make a mistake in regard to the kashrus of a Korev or a Misha of a Baldova. And here, everybody knows that the Baldova or a Misha, a Korev, can all, it holds an element, so they know that you can't make an equation between get and other stars. Also, then the question is, so why does Rove say no, without the before I nechtav, so then people could make a mistake? The Rove Amaloch, Oto Roche Kamrinon Yadinon Mile Mehne. So maybe people can still make a mistake. How about Isha Baldova Korev? So that is not enough of a heker. And the fact, That's not enough of a hacker. But as far as Yadinon would be hacker, except that by get Yadinon is also good. So here we have a Machlokes Russian thesis. According to Rashi, when Rava says that Yadinon is good by get, it means even if the Shliach, instead of saying, I witnessed the signing of the get, he says, I didn't witness, I wasn't there when the Eidim signed, but I'm familiar with the signature of the two Eidim. So it's also, cases is relic. No, such a case, if when the Chachomim give the monastery Shliach who is in the Achot, only when he testifies that he saw it, so then it's Medevdaik. But if he testifies, I didn't see it, but I recognize it, then it's not Medevdaik. That's a Medevdaik. So what does other mean when he says, Oto hochel kamrinu yadinon mil mehemle, not if the shliach the idechot says yadinon, so it's all right. No, if two eidim will say yadinon, so it will be good. So mehle people without the requirement to testify and exceed the people could make a mistake. So it's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rove, so the Gemara says Yadinon is good by get. So according to Rashi, Yadinon is good by get means that even if the Shliach himself says Yadinon instead, or I saw that is how he signed it, how they didn't sign it. So it's also good. According to Tosfos, no. If the Shliach himself is an Idechot says that is familiar Yadinon, it's not good. But only if two Eidim say Yadinon is good. So here is Lishit Asai. So Rashi says, Mi ka midei yom achat kosher. Ino yom nera shliach. Ani makirin kosher, vafu yom abifonai nechtam, doch amunu fei kam edich yom agedi, ani namu men mishmaizik amaisi. But this was, couldn't explain it that way because this is Chelik HaRashi. So the thesis is Chelik HaRashi here too. Let's see the thesis. Me can be the one who has to call the kosher. Masha Pio Bikun to the Rav Echad Kyo Ma Yodati Kosher. Teina Maor Al Daifu Shal Rav Nitzel Kishin Isai Acher Kidin Vei Chai Shlach Lufe Ki Reka Acha Badei Kosher Levishameit Gam Raksive Vikoshin Ki Ika Acha Badei Vikach Nire Ki Parish Dolir Di Yodaiti Bechav Lena Acha Gavdi Meid Raksive Vahashto Asi Shapir Di Boye Rav Nitzel בהווה אחר מעידים שמכיר נחצינס השני משום מחלופה כמו שפוסו כרק אחד בעדי וחפה שפורך מי כמידה תירומוס הכירו לכל לדורי ואומה גם אני גם ואומה גם פרנחת המקושה וכי אחר בעדי ומעידים שמכיר נחצין לבטיה to say Yodati. That is certainly good. Nama in the person Ligora, he say this, Mishinoim Abiratzma Yifanach. Now the Rashi, next Rashi. Who the Acher, so what, how you always, what's the Chiddush by Rove? Who the Acher, Ashliach, the Acher, Nashut, Ime. Vino, Mei, Dola, Ola, Ashliach, the Vade, Vafilo, Ma, Yodea, Mi, Hoya, Kosha. Achshav, Shoya, Acher, Lime, Yipas. Also, Achluza became Shtor as the Omni. Okay, so, why is it possible because of the Xer? But not on its merits. Why not on its merits? Because in Shoshtoros and its merits is not good. Because in Shoshtoros we require all the requirements of Eides. So, Pishnaimu Yapin Dodo, there has to be parity between the Agode of one and the Agode of the other. Each Agode has to accomplish 50%, not that one Agode will accomplish 75%. And the other Agode will accomplish 25%. But by that, the Chachomim or Mamun Shliach, so we're not bound by all the requirements of Eidus. So this halach of parity of 75%, 25% shouldn't matter either. But because of the Zeir of Hashlach Lufe, so it's possible. Who the Acher, Ashliach, the Acher, Acher, Nashir, King, Eidim, Loyo, Meid, Oyo, Ashliach, Levadi, Tafla, Molidi, Ami, Oyo, Kosha, Avrach, Shri, Acher, Yimu, Posto, Posto, Acher, Yimu, Kim, Shari, Daum, Kishnai, Machsum, Ashtar, Yimu, Yisach, Amen, Ubo, Zodra, Mazek, Safi, Yimu, Yisach, Yimu, Yisach, Yimu, 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 Yimu אמון של בייז קשידס למקיום אַז יו בייז נאַשוט ניט נאָך איז מאַנאָס דין קיי נאָפי קלאט אין דעם מיינע אפונע די חאַדיק האט און נאָמעד אין מאַ זעקס אביאָד די האָבן איז חוצליגס דין דאָ איז טייס לייב אַז איז אַ חבר אין מאַך האָי גיינג די די סוידע סטריפערס די דייס אַל פיף די רחמנה מאַל בישנאי מיידי There has to be parity. The mashma powered up in the 50% up in the high, or 50% to powered up in the high. We got to get name. Iom, I'm from the left of Chetze, Mehem and Kitrei, the Shliach, and the Chetze Hasheini, and Mistari, and Macher, and Kaine, but you're sure, and you're Mishdoros. So, I got to get, so I'm not mad if you couldn't, because you see Rashi spells it out, everything. So, I got to get to Chashnilo, the beloved Acher, and Miss Chasher, here we don't, we are not bound by all the requirements of Eidus. Hamishasher apuni dem nur rabbanim kitrei elvishim zura shashtoros nato libo mameine kolamomi yeisi al pif chosrevi oh so then mask of Rabashi but Rabashi is chilek even on that chidish even on that chidish even on Rabashi chidish mask meike mide dil mosi kloi iri kolo dibuwa kosher has to be kechadba day is possible. In other words, Rabashi says, suppose the same shliach who testifies on the sin of Riven would also testify on the sin of Shimon without the second one joining him. So it will be alright. And just because the second one joins him, so because of the Xeira of the Moshe Rachum, the Kishtor is Almeh, so it's possible. It's not possible. But Rabashi also says, a chidish, but Rabash's chidish is a minimum chidish. Elam Rabash, atu'emer aniyu eicheni pasu. In other words, that when the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says, before my necht of kule, before my necht am chetzye, in other words, let's say, the shliach says, the whole text of the get was written in my presence. And the chsine by Ruvain was also written in my presence. But as far as Shimon is concerned, he says, I'm Shimon. In other words, when a baby, the get is two signatories, Ruvain and Shimon. And the Shliach who was appointed Shliach, Shimon. So then he comes to business, I'm the Shliach. And I witness the signing by Ruvain. And the signing by Shimon, I myself, country. I mean, this move that should be even better. So that is not so much of a thing. It's really strange. After all, if you would say Shimon is somebody else, I know him, but I witnessed Shimon's signature. So then it's okay. But if he says, I witnessed the signature by the signing by Uri. Fine. And the signing by Shimon, I am Shimon. If the person signs, he also witnesses. I mean, if the person signs. So it certainly should be kosher. So that Ravashi says is okay. I mean, it's very strange. It seems that Ravashi's Chidesh is even a bigger Chidesh than Rav's Chidesh. But we have to listen. So, Ella Maravash, I feel on inner and newly changing person. My time will equally be to my gate, equally be to come as Chacham. Let's see the Rashi. A newly changing, how we kill my gate, Kishor Storos, the other made Zek Savior. So, this is the Kash. The intent, and we can neither be Roma, but from an Echtam Kosher. And soon the Omar, a new chain is possible. A new chain is so, it's also before an echta. When a person signs his name, me Shine, and he says, I'm Shine. So, the neighbor, he also says, before an echta. I mean, unless the person has no contact with reality himself. But if he has contact with reality and he's the one who signed it, so it was signed before him. They signed before him. So it's Marasimik. I mean, Ravashis, we pass like Ravash. And that seems, on the surface, it appears to be Rav Asher is mentioning the biggest chiddush of all. Ki teima umi kemida dilama b'fanei nechtam kosher. Umishin omar ani hu eichei utach timir alevim pnei she'ena b'yerushalm. Ichi omar ani eichei nase kenegeya b'idusim. Timir alevikach do lohoid על צימס השני כדי שתזכאי מלסימס so your shalmas is that the reason is why Rav Asher says אני the Yerushalmi so the Misadar of Tom Yerushalmi was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was before many years before Rav Asher, but the Yerushalmi says the same Chidesh as Rav Asher, and the Yerushalmi explains it on the basis of Negea. Because if the Shliach testifies, he says, before my Chosam Ruve, and Amim Shimon, so it's not good. Why isn't it good? Because if he says Amim Echeini, so then is Negea. Dinira Delikar Bolohoid, Artsima Sasheini, Kideshetiskai Midus Sumose. In other words, so is Negea on which testimony? And the testimony that he shouldn't know, and that is not Nigeya, because Shtoris the only is also when each eight testifies on his chsine, so that's one of the ways of being Mikai Mishdah. So why should he's not considered Nigeya? Now he's saying two testimonies. One testimony is Anushin, and of course it's my. So that is okay, it's not Negea. But he's also saying, before I chosam ruve, and that is a Negea. Because then we can say that the reason is why he verifies ruve's signature is because he wants that his signature should be recognized. So without verifying ruve's signature, so his testimony will have no consequences, no significance. So maybe he's in there. So the question is, so it's not because they kulei, so it's not because they kulei became a get a kulei because chachamim, because he's there. And Rav Asher mentions the lomdes of a kulei became a get a kulei chachamim, so there is all the cash. Vim tema avichim bitayim mishmochi, lomu neima mishmoi kulei became a get. ויש למה משום רב תיימי גומר הוא זה אילו אף תיימי די כולי ביקים הגד דאין זה מגיע בייס מונש so the question is מונש שח מתי גומר so what is it? תיימי קצרס what is it? Either it's because of Negea or it's because of Ikule. No, it's not because of Ikule. Because it's not Mistaba to say because it's such a Chiddush. I mean, because if he says Amir Eidasheni, so he says that Bifonai Chosam Eidasheni also, but he himself is Eidasheni. So why is it? So it's because of Negea. Since he says Amir Eidasheni, so Negea is Negea and the Hagode of Bifonai Chosam Ruve. So why does Rav Asher mention Oy Kulei became a ghetto, Oy Kulei became a ghetto, Oy Kulei became a ghetto, Oy Kulei became a ghetto? What? So we have to understand. Now, I think the pshat in this thesis is in line with what they said on Friday. We mentioned in discussing the Aloch of Manishloshi that it's Hilchas Ebuei Taimi, so Tefes, the Rosh, the Ram, they all say Peachot, that even though it's Hilchas Ebuei Taimi, it doesn't mean Ebuei Taimi. It's Ebuei Taimi as to the how, but it has a good time as to the why. So that means the generally speaking, the Takonis Chachomim have two time, one time as to the why, and one time as to the how. But there are three exceptions, three takonos, that only have a time as to the why and not as to the how. So here is the same one, the same concept. In other words, Rav Chisda says dass in Schnei liegen auf Sinnes Jatschinikas, mein Teine, und Kuli bekiem, er geht, und Kuli bekiem, und so. Was geht da drauf? Wie kann ich dir, du haben eine Chatkosche, hast du nicht etwas? What's wrong with Rafis des Dam, the longest, und Kuli bekiem, er geht, und Kuli bekiem, und ja, ich hoffe, was ich kann Rafis. It makes a lot of sense. Very reasonable. In other words, there is such a concept. In other words, the takonis chachomim, have to be simple, not complicated. Because when complexity is conducive to confusion, because then you expect every Jew to be a big lump. Big lump. Otherwise, if it's not a big lump, you'll become confused. So if Jewish Torah is realized according to one simple rule, no one will become confused. But if it has to be explained on the basis of one rule, one guideline, another guideline, general principle, a special principle, many Jews will become confused. Takonis Chachamim has to be simple, not complex. That's the story. That's the longness of a kula bikim aget l'kutan shachon. It's not simple. It's complex. So why is Rav Chelek anything wrong in that concept that takonis chachon have to be simple, not complex? Because complexity is conducive to confusion. And mistakes, my people, can't expect every Jew to concentrate on such oneness in this general principle, special principle. He hears something, become confused, what's going on? So the answer is, Rover is made it of Chizde, that from the perspective of the why, so the Tatisvore of a Kuru Bikim Aget, a Kuru Bikim Aget is a very good word. It's a very good reason as to why, but it has to make sense. The how has to make sense. As Rishonim say, because it will look kichuch mitule. From the perspective of the why, it's a very good word. A Kuru Bikim Aget, a Kuru Bikim Aget, because the Simas Eidim have to be validated on the basis of two principles. One general principle, Kiyum Shorts, down, and one special principle, Takonis Chachom. So it's complex, it's conducive to confusion. So there is a very good reason as to why, but it doesn't look right, in the right. If two Eidim wouldn't testify, it's all right. Two Eidim testify, so it's so much better. Sure, that it's conducive to confusion. That's a good reason as to why. But it doesn't explain the how. So mele, and generally speaking, there has to be a time as to the how else. Every Takonis Chachom has to make sense from the perspective of the how, not only from the perspective of the why. Xerah is so-and-so. The Xerah is that Kisvakish and Tamil Gan. It makes a lot of sense as from the perspective of the why, in order to deter people from placing Kisvakish and Torahs together on Echoy. As the Shalom results in Hefzet Kisvakish and Hefzet Kisvakish, because of the Abba. But it doesn't make sense from the perspective of Kisra Kiddush, which is the essence of Kiddush. So that contaminates Sifra Mirus, which is a story about idols. So it's not Kiddush. It doesn't make sense. So it doesn't make sense. Who says it has to make sense from the perspective of the heart? But the promise that says, as long as it makes sense from the perspective of why, they're not concerned about the fact that it doesn't make sense from the perspective of the how. That's the in the philosophy of the teaching, so it has to make sense from the perspective of the houses, but not according to our tradition. But Akonis, it has to make sense, not only from the perspective of the why, it has to make sense from the perspective of the how. Yes, Akonis is not there. So that is the reason as to why all these religiosities, Eleanor, Philly, who the Acham, the Eden, or Phineas, the Achenes, but my time also, Achusha, became stubble down, the Konosik, Minaki, River, the Momene, Apume, the Chatzabe, So, Mask of Ravasha, Meek, immediately, Nosik, the Yu, the Kuru, the Bore, Kosha, Hashmi, Kabahat, Posse, Eleanor Ravasha, Athura, Imer, and New Chinese Post, my time, the Kuru, became a dead, the Kuru, the Akamskasan. So again, it is for the Kasha, New Chinese, the Roma, the Sama Nechtam Kosha, and Shinoma, and New Chinese Posse. The nearer the rules, Mishina Borisham. Ich habe mal einen Ruhe